Coming to you from the offices of Hutch & Howard in Turkey Creek in beautiful Knoxville, Tennessee, this is a Knoxville podcast. Let's talk about Knoxville.
Welcome back to a Knoxville podcast with Hutch & Howard. I'm Rob Howard, the Howard, and Hutch & Howard, the Howard. And this is Knoxville's favorite chatty Kathy.
Hi.
Kathy Lee Weetrick.
Hello, Rob. How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Did you have a good weekend?
It was so peaceful. I've sold a couple houses, but aside from that...
Oh, hey, that's a great weekend. Well, what are you talking about?
It was great. It was just, it happened at the very end. What about this weather? You had the perfect weather for the Bassmasters kickoff and all the fun stuff that you did.
I had a fabulous weekend. Started off at the Bassmasters kickoff, World's Fair site. Had tons of stuff to do with the kids and lots of fun things. The drone show was amazing.
She sent me some pictures of that thing, and I'll share them in the show notes, or somehow we'll pass them along.
Yes, absolutely. And of course the highlight was Smooth Sailor.
Yay, woo! Dave Campbell and crew.
Yes, of course. I absolutely love Smooth Sailor. If you ever can find them out, follow them on Facebook, and they're everywhere all over Knoxville, and you will know every word to every song, and they are just so fun, and you'll just be a regular follower, a groupie of Smooth Sailor once you get snagged by them. So yep. It was fabulous.
Well, I saw that, gosh, it looked like there were thousands of people all in up and down Volunteer Landing. It was pretty amazing.
It was awesome, and they were all ages. Lots of boats, learned a lot of things. There was the TikTok famous clogger. Oh my gosh, there was a long line, the longest line there. And I was like,
I heard a rumor he had a guest.
Well, maybe. But the longest line there, I was like, wait, we're missing something. Oh my gosh. So we went over there and he was actually clogging instead of in line signing autographs. So yeah, we just kind of joined right in. So, you know, it was really fun. We'll have to...
And he was calling out for somebody to dance with him?
Well, yeah. I had on my orange and white because of the UT men's basketball. And I was going to watch the game after that. So he invited me on the dance floor. And so I think we clogged a little bit to Rocky Top.
Oh, because, that's awesome.
You know, it was really fun.
Now, did you have clogging shoes on? Or did you have dances? Ain't no such a thing as non-clogging shoes.
No, I had on tennis shoes. But my dear friends Bridget and Ann and Rosie were with me. And, of course, they loved Smooth Sailor. And we ended up at the Tennessean and watched the fireworks and all that.
Fun.
And it was a beautiful night. Really a lot of fun.
They said it was over 150,000 people showed up for this thing.
It was pretty cool. Wow. It was really, really. But even if you don't fish, it was overall great event for Knoxville.
And that was Friday. And then your Saturday, you went to the cat show.
Yes, we did. We went to the cat show at the Jacob Building. And oh my gosh, I've got pictures of that too. So I must send some pictures of that.
I might have to turn this into a video podcast.
Well, then I'll have to put my lipstick on. But
oh, gosh.
Right now, we'll just leave it at this. But I told my people I had to get some pictures for my blog. And they said, your blog? And I said, yeah. And they said, well, I thought you were doing a podcast. I was like, oh, yeah.
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast. I'm going to do a blog later. So, but the cat show was...
Stay tuned.
The cat show was fabulous, as always, at the Jacob Center. Best $5 we've ever spent for the best entertainment in the world.
She sent me this picture, and it looked like a bat instead of a cat. Yeah. It had, like, these big yellow eyes. But aside from that, it just looked... I wrote back to her, this cat looks like you should fear me. I am the knight.
Oh, well, no, he was hissing. He did not win. He did not... He was not a nice kitty.
Miss Congeniality.
Yeah, and then we went to Twister's for lunch. Well, and if you hadn't been to Twister's.
Where is Twister's? I don't think I've ever been.
There's one on Central Avenue, and there's one in Gibbs.
Okay, all the way out.
Yes, like right before the four-way. The one that we went to was right up from the Target on Washington Pike. So if you know where the Target and the Harvest Park is, you just keep going towards right before you get to
Murphy.
Right
next to Kohl's.
Yes.
Okay.
So keep going, I guess, north towards Gibbs. right before you get to Murphy Road, there's Twisters.
Okay.
It's kind of in that little pointy
thing. Oh, I've seen it. I just never knew it was a big deal.
You can eat there, and it's fabulous.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Then
we went to Pratt's.
What is Pratt's?
Pratt's Country Store.
Oh.
On Tazewell Pike. We made a little loop. Okay. Pratt's is a little local market that's been there forever. It's on the corner of Jacksboro and Tazewell Pike right there.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's fresh vegetables, okra, homegrown, local. I get my, they do my flowers for my house.
Yeah,
and
so it's like a year-round farmer's market in Fountain City.
Yes, it's just one block off. And they are just, and I got some honey because I made pork tenderloin last night. And I got a big jar of local honey because you have to have local.
Yeah.
The honey. So anyway, that was my weekend. And
both of us went, I guess it was Friday after work, we went to celebrate Christina Black, a member of Hutch and Howard on our team, celebrating her 29th birthday.
Woo-hoo.
And she had a huge crowd. I think there were 18 people there.
Yes, back room at Seasons.
Yeah, we had the back room. I think that maybe some of the best food in Turkey Creek.
I do recommend reservations.
Yeah.
Because there was like an hour wait when we got there, but her husband, being the wonderful husband that he is, got us reservations for the back room. And I'd never gotten to eat in the back room, which was
me neither.
Really sweet.
James Black, he's the best.
So, and then where did you go, Mr. Rob?
Well, to Cotton Eye Joe.
Ooh. Did you line dance?
I did not line dance. Amy line danced. Oh, going back to Seasons, Amy and I split this huge, it was like a Fred Flintstone sized a prime rib, and it was so good.
Everything
is so good.
I think we got one of every appetizer.
Yep.
And we all tried those, and then we were, the Bentleys, Susan and Donnie Bentley were there and at another table.
Oh, okay.
And they sent us over three desserts for the table.
Oh,
that's where
those
bread pudding.
Okay.
The bread pudding came from the Bentleys.
Oh, that was so sweet.
Oh, it was. Bentley's Inspection. So thank you to them also. Get a little plug there.
Oh, yeah. But Cotton Eye Joe was insane. And Christina, she had a set of her girls, and then Amy, my wife, and Carrie, and I guess that was all of the H&H crew. But we all went, and the guys all stood next to the table with our hands full of pockets, or pockets full of hands, and all the girls went out there and kicked up a heel or two.
Oh, I wish I could have gone on.
It was so fun. Well,
our meal was so delicious, and it was so late. I had to show property Saturday morning before I went to the cat show.
Well, and in the back of my mind, that's like a country bar, so mm-hmm. you kind of expect, I mean, it has the huge dance floor and everything, but I mean, it was probably one in three songs was a country song, and then they had like a hip-hop song, and then they had an 80s song or something. So there was something for everybody that was there. Yeah, it was just so, it was fun.
Who was the guy that you know out there?
Oh, Chuck.
Chuck, yeah.
Chuck Ward. Yeah, he's the
Joe.
And I'm glad to call him friends. One thing we were going to talk about today was just our experience with Old North Knoxville. This weekend, this coming Friday, something that our office does here at Keller Williams is we have, once a month, we have a field trip Friday.
Which is awesome.
It's really cool. It's, you know, a lot of times it was initially designed for young agents so that they'll get to areas that they don't necessarily go to.
And newer agents.
Yeah. When I say younger agents, I'm talking about years in the business.
Sure. I'm at both.
Yeah. And they're so... The ones that I've attended have been so great because you go and you see, you get a flavor for areas of town that you just wouldn't necessarily know about without having this type of thing. And then you have that in your arsenal and you can present it to your client who says, gosh, I really would like to have, you know, for instance, in this place, it's older homes. They're very charming. They're built from the... from the 1850s all the way through 1930s, 1950s. This is the area that if you're looking for...
charm.
Yeah, a mid-mod house, mid-century modern, or anything like that. I mean, and it's also surrounded by a huge bunch of really cool restaurants, really cool nightlife.
Didn't you live there?
Yeah, I've lived there. Let's see. I've had 1, 2, 3, 4... houses. I realized in 20 years, no, in 30 years now of living in Knoxville, I think I've averaged living in a place for about 2 years. So 15, 16 houses. I've lived north, south, east, and west. Yeah.
Good thing you're a realtor.
Well, I have to admit, a lot of that happened when I was in college and I was like hopping around, you know. But
fun.
But living in the fort, living in West Knoxville, east. I lived over, Fourth and Gill's kind of east.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived
downtown.
Over there. Yeah, it's considered Old North or, yeah, downtown slash. But South Knoxville is one of my favorites, too. Mm-hmm. But Old North is just, I don't know, it's one of those places that just warms your heart. And I loved going out. Some of my best friends that I've ever made have all been, you know, based around Old North.
Awesome.
So
what are some of the restaurants that are around there that you could walk to just about from one to another?
From Old North. Well, you were talking about, like, classic old places like Twister. Twister's been around for a while, isn't it?
Well, the original Twisters. I'm not sure about Central Twisters.
Yeah, that's
yes.
what I mean.
Yes.
Well, in the original Frizzo, which has been there since the 1950s. It's an old drive-in. It has, like, the cartoon ice cream cone.
So cute.
And that's at the top of Happy Holler. And Happy Holler, H-O-L-L-E-R, is the way that's spelled. But
it's not just our accent.
Yeah.
It is Happy Holler.
The Frizzo does have ice creams, but they're well known for their full house. And the full house is a tamale that's been dipped in chili. And their chili's fantastic. Their tamale's fantastic.
But, full house.
Yeah, if you walk from there, I mean, just if you pulled in and parked at the original Frizzo, you could walk to Central Flats and Taps, which mm-hmm. is an awesome little restaurant. They have really good food.
Don't they have an outdoor area, patio?
Yeah, they have an outdoor
and
area.
And they do
indoor.
What do you call that?
They do
Singo
trivia.
Or trivia.
Yeah, they do trivia,
it's fun.
Singo, all those types of things. Across the street from there, there's number one, there's XYZ, which is the gay drag bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also Central Cinema, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
one year, Hutch and Howard rented out the whole theater. This is a 1940s, 1930s cinema. And it has a lot of the old feel. Like
I've never been there.
You should really go check it out.
My boys go there, but I've never been there.
And they have the coolest movies. Sometimes they have new movies. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they have... Recently, they were doing Oscar winners, but, you know, they had, they have a bunch of, like, offbeat movies there, too, so you can go and see.
That's right up Alex and Jake's alley.
Yeah, stuff that you could only find on, like, Netflix, like, the deep dive, mm-hmm. you know, they have to learn that you like that kind of stuff before they'll play it for you, you know, that kind
they
of stuff.
They take requests.
Yeah, I'm talking about, yeah. But, we rented the place out, and I think 80 of our previous clients all came out.
Wow.
Filled up the theater, and we had a good big time, popcorn.
Let's do it again.
Yeah, we'll plan on that. That'll be...
Okay, that's on the agenda.
It's on the Hutch and Howard to-do list.
Yes, but, absolutely.
I also wanted to talk about Central Collective. Have you ever been to Central Collective?
No.
It's one of those places that it's like it's a mixed use space. So it has a tiny little kitchen, but you can rent or you can go to their scheduled events. And Amy and I like to go to this thing called Good Sport Night. They used to have it more often than they've had it recently. I think they kind of slowed down when the pandemic hit and all
mm-hmm.
that. But you pay $30 or $20 or whatever, you know, depending on kind of how fancy whatever's going to happen. But they don't tell you what's happening. So you have to be a good sport and show up, but you know you're going to have fun.
Yeah.
And
is it a cooking class or?
There have been cooking classes. There have been this fancy egg decorating thing that I'd never done before. It was like, they gave you a hollow egg and it was like some Turkish presentation. I don't know, it was amazing.
Oh my gosh.
One time they had a wedding. So I...
So you were the witness?
Yeah.
Were you the part of the...
No, yeah. Some of the people who had been to other Good Sport Nights just said, hey, Dale. Because Dale Mackey and Sean Pointer are the owners.
Okay.
And they said, hey, Dale, I think we want to get married. Can that be a Good Sport Night?
That is the coolest.
Yeah. My one of my great buddies, Jody Collins, was the flower girl. He is 6'7", and bald and a huge beard and the best of the good sports. And
that is so cool.
And while I hadn't met the bride and groom, I actually delivered the best man speech. So I was like, I got to say, I've known you all of, how long has it been? 20, 30 minutes? And,
you know, but, okay, I'm definitely going there.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm putting that on my calendar.
Yeah, it's one of those must-dos if you're new to Knoxville, especially. Yeah.
I'm not new to Knoxville, but I don't know how I've missed that fun.
Well, those two are just some of the coolest people that have come into Knoxville and just enriched the culture to another level.
Well, Corey King, going back to Friday,
yeah,
the field trip Friday, Corey King here in the Farragut Keller Williams office leads that, and that is also part of our training.
Yeah,
we have the best training of anybody. Even in different industries, Keller Williams is nationally and internationally known for the training, but we try to make it fun. I mean, you don't just go into the training room and just like read over documents. I mean, Corey takes the other realtors and goes around North Knoxville, and they may even go by the Friezo and have lunch.
Yeah, and yeah, that's one thing that they do. So not necessarily a Friezo, but somewhere.
Yeah, if they're going north, though. Yeah. So Friday's North Knoxville, so they're going to go and they're going to show the agents, you know, how to get into a home, the super key, and how to go to the left, turn on all the lights, and and hopefully they'll find a home for one of their buyers.
Yeah.
So it's a really, really neat training outside the box.
Exactly.
So that's one thing that I do absolutely love about Keller Williams, because not only are we professional and can help you with any of your real estate needs, we also make it fun, and we do the training fun, and we have the cinema movie night for our clients, and
yeah, we just do a whole bunch of different things. The one thing with, you were talking about training, I mean, it's not just one person. I mean, Carrie, who is on our team, Carrie McClanahan, she's one of the new agent trainers, so she's specifically a productivity coach. So she's there to help. Like, she's there to help you through your first transactions and answer those questions and teach you how to actually sell a house, which everybody thinks that, you know, real estate school's for that. But I never learned anything aside from the last like day of real estate school. The lady who was teaching it stood up and said, the one bit of advice is be out amongst them. And the more you're out amongst people, the more you're going to sell, as long as you care about the people and you're actually not afraid to talk to them.
Right.
That was the best advice that I've gotten, and I still refer back to that all the time.
It's still about relationships. And, yeah. Oh, did you know that Keller Williams has free school?
Oh, yeah, K-Score.
We have K-Score. So if you're thinking about getting into real estate, Keller Williams will provide you with the school.
Yeah.
And it's like $600 or $700 value.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have our broker, Bo Mayberry, who like hosts study halls.
Yeah, it's so like a test prep. So.
It's like oh my gosh. I mean, I've gotten two people to come to become a realtor through our free school. So please reach out to me or Rob, and we can get you hooked up, connected with the right people, and it will save you all that money.
Definitely. Our team leader, Aaron Cooper, is one who will pour back into you and give you the attention and the answers that you need. And I mean, you may accidentally run into either Kathy or myself teaching some crazy class on, you know, how to yammer through 30, 40 minutes of conversation or something.
Aaron, we are so blessed.
Oh,
we
she's
are
amazing.
So blessed to have Aaron Cooper as our team leader, and also to have Bo as our new broker.
Yeah.
And it's a great place to come and if you want to become a realtor, come on over. We'll help you and get you hooked up with the right people. And that's all I've got for today. You want to wrap up, Mr. Rob?
Well, there are currently only 572 homes for sale all inside Knox County.
Golly.
We really need some more houses to sell. So
yes.
There are 300 that are up to $500,000. So There are 219 that are between $500,000 and $1 million. There are 54 houses that are over from $1 million to $6 million. But in our little sweet spot, there's only 44 homes that are between $325,000 and $375,000.
That's unreal.
Yeah.
If you're thinking about selling, now's the time.
This is the time.
Absolutely. And still multiple offer.
Yeah.
Housing shortage.
Or things are, I had one this week. The folks are not ready to put it on the market, quote unquote, not ready to put it on the market because they had some painting they wanted to do. They had some plaster because this is an older house. Mm-hmm. They had some plaster that they needed to fix, and they were going to replace a couple windows. And the neighbor walked across the street and offered him $10,000 more than we were going to ask for.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So
that's fabulous. Congratulations. So
sold before
off market. Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. That's fabulous. Congratulations to the seller and to you.
Definitely. Thank you. I'm just saying that to say that things are going fast. If you're thinking about getting something, it's a good time to be buying here too, because the values are continuing to go up. Mm-hmm. So even though it's expensive right now,
in Knoxville terms.
Yeah, things that were going for $150,000 are now going for $250,000 or $300,000. But I don't think it's going to die off. I think the worst, this is sad, but the worse things get elsewhere in America, the more people are going to want to come to the mountains, to a more peaceful life. Basically, all we talk about is the cool stuff that you can do here. I didn't even talk about in Old North, there's 40 or 50 microbreweries and all the beer culture that you could ever want.
And the coffee shops.
They've got roasters that are, you know, they roast their own beans. They bring them from Guatemala or wherever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love Old North. I've not lived there, but I would highly recommend it. My son lives there with his girlfriend Kelsey, so they love it. They walk everywhere. It's just really come so far.
Yeah.
Over the past, even the past 5 years.
Yeah.
But over the past 25 years, it's just unrecognizable.
Yeah, it's gone from an area where, I mean, talk about urban renewal. This is one of those areas where in 1986 there were, I guess it was the 82 World's Fair that kind of brought attention to the place, mm-hmm. but the story I heard was like specifically Fourth and Gill. There were a couple of people who were at UT who were kind of, you know, free spirits, and they started buying up these old houses and turning them into student housing, you know.
Just like the fort.
Yeah, just like the fort, except Fort Sanders is right on campus.
Right.
This is kind of the next place that was not expensive, that had big old houses.
Victorian.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
And yeah, I wanted to talk about George Barber today. You know, the Barber houses, Barber McMurray.
Oh yeah, we'll talk about that next time.
Yeah, we'll hit on those at some point soon. Some of the houses, like I lived in a house that was built in 1886.
Oh my gosh.
And it was a Civil War general sold the property to a young merchant, and it was called the Caswell.
Oh, it was Caswell Park.
Yeah. It was that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was but there were two names, and the land was from a Civil War guy. The builder was a young merchant guy. And,
wow.
I mean, both of them made huge marks on Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Right across the street, Parson Brownlow, who was a governor of the state, had a huge mansion that burned down because it was dilapidated and kind of went away before all the preservation started happening.
Oh, wow.
But it was hands down the best living experience that I have had in Knoxville, because like you were talking about, just walking around, you would always, I've never walked down Luttrell Street without ending up either talking to somebody, sitting on a front porch.
I love Luttrell.
Yeah, just, they had lots of rocking chairs.
Oh, yes. And I've got three friends that live on Luttrell. And it's one of my favorite streets.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites. So
I,
okay, well, until next time. We'll come up with lots more fun things to do in Knoxville.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll also talk about real estate a little bit. So I hope you guys are enjoying this.
Well, this has been Rob Howard with Hutch and Howard at Keller Williams. Keller Williams is 865-966-5005. You can reach me on my cell at 865-385-5005. 9070 or Kathy Lee Weitrich. What is your number?
865-237-1223. Thanks, guys.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
If you're buying or selling your home, trust a professional, don't do it alone. From the sunflower fields to the SunSphere Tower, there's a knowledgeable name. It's Hutch and Howard. It's Hutch and Howard.
supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
If you say it loud enough, it'll always sound precocious.
Na 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 na.
I think I said the wrong words. Allidocious.